Yeah, probably just the mental side, I guess. Obviously, the game, the physical side of it, the game feels really good. That's probably number one. That's important. But, you know, like out there today, made a couple of bogeys, a couple of really soft bogeys, and it was quite frustrating, but just kind of stuck in there. And you never really know what's going to happen. You don't know if someone's going to come from, you know, five or six behind and shoot 8 or 9 under. You just got to keep grinding out birdies and, you know, holding really good par putts. I feel like that's, you know, one of my, I guess, keys to keeping a round going is holding, you know, those 5-6 footers for par and, you know, keep the momentum going.
And last thing, you mentioned yesterday, maybe if the wind was up, it'd get pretty tricky out here. Wasn't a lot of wind today, but looked pretty baked out, pretty firm.
Yeah.
How tough did it play today?
Yeah, I think today was probably tougher than yesterday. There was a few dicey pins, and with the greens being the way they were, I'm sure they didn't put any water on them overnight. They were really baked out. You know, we're playing, you know, 4 or 5 yards of rollout with wedges. That's when you know they're pretty firm, especially for us. And yeah, I think it was a really good test. You hit fairways, you hit good shots into the green. You've got a putt that breaks, and you need to hit a good putt for it to go in. You know, you miss the fairway, you're kind of scrambling your way up the hole trying to make four.
Mike, last one.
Yeah, Cam, obviously you guys now go to Thailand and then Saudi Arabia. How important is it to have a global calendar in LIV Golf?
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. That's one of the reasons why I came over here, is to play golf around the world. I think, you know, my time when I was a young professional over in Asia is some of the best times of my life. You know, traveling through there with good friends and playing really good tournaments was something I'll never forget. And I'm really looking forward and really excited to what this tour is going to bring to the golf world.
Going to reset for the Four Aces. Give us 1 second.
Couple, Jason. Congrats, boys. Question for Taylor Gooch. Growing up in Oklahoma, did you ever think you would be a champagne sommelier someday?
No, and I didn't think I would know what, you know, 4 wins in a row was on a team. You know, so it's we're learning a lot these days. I like these learning curves.
Dustin, you're locked in a pretty good battle there with Pete and Cam individually. So how much of the edge does that take off to know you guys pull it out on the team side again?
Yeah, no, it was obviously, you know, the team part I wasn't too stressed about. You know, myself, obviously, it was, you know, in a very good spot. Just, you know, didn't get off to a great start, especially, you know, 8 and 9 kind of killed me. You know, especially hitting the fairway on 8 and then 9, I wasn't in a bad spot. Just made 2 really bad bogeys there. But, you know, as a team, and we got a great group of guys. I knew, you know, they were playing well too. So, you know, on that front, but obviously too, coming down to the last hole, I knew we were 1 shot ahead, you know, playing with Pete and Cam, you know, so I knew I needed to at least tie Pete on the last hole for us to get the win. But so great day though, really proud of the guys. You know, it was really nice to get that 4th victory in a row though.
Pat, you got
which one?
Pat Perez, not Patrick. Yeah. You got the okay to wear shorts yesterday. Obviously, that turned around your game.
Yeah, I was shooting amateur scores, so I figured I'd wear shorts. but I had to change something up, and you know, the last 2 days were good. Plus, it was hot, so I had to go with shorts. I asked the cap.
We had team dinner on Friday night after the first round, and yeah, we just told Pat to just do Pat. Just wear shorts, do whatever you want. Hat backwards, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just play better.
Just play better. Bottom line, play better. That's it. So I had to come through.
And early in the week, you guys said you weren't a dynasty. What does it take to become a dynasty? Is it 4? Is it 5? Is it what?
Well, it doesn't matter how many in a row we get. We need to do it multiple years in a row. Then we can be a dynasty. But how many in a row we get right now doesn't. I mean, it's great, and obviously we love it. But we need to do it a few years in a row. Then we can talk.
I think it is cool though that the WNBA Aces won today, and we won today, which is probably. I think it's pretty cool. You don't get two teams that
named
Aces that win on a Sunday, you know, too often. So I think that's pretty cool. It came on my phone. I knew it. I was watching all day. I had the aces.
This is for Patrick. When you get off to a hot start like that, you know, you're probably not going to win the individual, but you're playing for the team here. How do the nerves compare? How'd the adrenaline compare with what you've experienced in the past?
Yeah, you know, the adrenaline was kind of up all day. I mean, right when I started to get on that first hole, which I started on 5, and not thinking that, you know, a soft 9-iron is going to fly the green. And so we obviously were a little jacked up to start, and I knew from that the good thing coming up was if I hit some quality tee shots, I'd have nothing in the greens. And, you know, I knew coming in, especially with the way I played the first day, that I needed to go out and get off to a fast start and, you know, try to help out the team as much as I can and kind of rally these guys. And I really couldn't ask for really a better start with the 2 chip ins and a couple made birdie putts. So
chipped in twice?
Yeah, chipped in for eagle on 7.
God.
Birdie 9, chipped in birdie on 10.
You could chip
birdie 11,
10
so.
Feet of those pins.
Rory, go ahead.
Yeah, for all of you, can you just your thoughts on the week, this venue, the gallery response from people here in Chicago, and would you all like to hopefully come back with Lib Golf here next year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the course was great. It was in perfect. It was really good condition. Fans were unbelievable. So yeah, I would definitely love to come back here. I think it was a great setup.
The fans have been amazing at every event. They're really behind us. They're for it. They get to see, you know, top players every day. And, you know, you can see the battle of Cam and DJ and, you know, and Peter, you know, today. It's, you're getting top players to compete every day. And, you know, it's incredible. But the fan support has been amazing out there every week.
Yeah, I mean, I second and third what they said about the fans. I mean, they're amazing from start to finish this week. And, you know, to go out there and just kind of how that golf course is all kind of combined in each other, you can hear all the roars come from everywhere. So you're wondering what's going on. And, you know, the good thing is when you get on a run there, you know, it's always fun watching that leaderboard. Because, I mean, I think at one point it was all over the place. We had 3-4 shot swings because of the format we have. And that's what this golf course does. It's exciting. You hit the fairway, it gives you opportunities. So, you know, if you miss fairways, you're going to struggle. And I think that's why, you know, a lot of us like it.
Yeah, I mean, it was – so for me today, I had a tough day, and it was cool hearing all the Aces cheering going on. You know, the fans embraced the team, you know, part of it in a great way. And so that was super, super cool. And, you know, I was cheering on the Aces today as well, knowing that I probably wasn't going to contribute. So it was
– hold up, because at least through 9 holes, you were definitely contributing, because I was over par, you were under par.
Hey, things change quickly.
I know that, but – I'm saying you were playing very well. You just didn't finish very well.
No, right. And so those last 3 or 4 holes when I was here.
Because I actually thought I wasn't going to count today, which was fine. But yeah. I was playing shit.
That's what's cool too. I was talking with one of our guys over there. I was like, it's pretty cool when we aren't firing on all cylinders and we can still get a win. So. I think that says something.
It's true. But I like how they show the leaderboard. They show our whole team, and they show the scores. I'm like, okay, guys
nice
are playing
week.
Good. All right, now yeah. I need to start playing better.
Dustin, I know you kind of answered this for the rest of you guys. Would you all like to come back next year? Would you love to have another
for
little
sure.
event here?
Yeah, I mean, Chicago's a great, obviously, sports town, and like I said, the fans are incredible. We'd love to come back again.
Oh, for sure.
DJ, I have one question for you. It was almost going to be a tie between 4 Aces and Smash. If it was going to be a tie, who are the 2 people you would have picked?
2?
To go
it was not going to be me. I know that.
2 people?
You get to pick. It could be yourself as well.
Well, of course, I'm picking myself.
And then the other low score.
Oh, no.
You got to go with the 2 major champions. You go with the 2 major champions.
By the way, she was rooting for a tie the whole time. I'm like, why are you rooting for a tie? We're trying to win this.
That would have been fine, too. We wanted to win, but a tie would have been kind of fun.
Right, that's what I was saying.
But yeah.
I like winning.
If we're in a tie, I'm going in. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a team meeting on the other person.
You take Golden Masters champion. Who do you take?
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Congratulations.